Blog Talk Radio.
Them should know this now. Right, you're not a defender of a people. I'm not gonna defend the whole town of people. Then Rastafari is for right, you know. Hit the whoop and make we care and share. Care and share.
Yo, how many people out there disrespecting you? How many people out there that's been disrespected, don't care nothing about your feelings, and walk all over you?
I and I will stand up and fight for our rights. I and I will find a way to survive. Not an easy way out. In society, it's not an easy way out, easy way out, fighting to be free. It's not an easy way out, easy way out, trapped in society. It's a troubled world, yes I know, the signs of the times, yes it shows, the corruption as it grows, when will it end, only Jaja knows. So much is up there, we gotta fight it. Good or evil must prevail. And if we hold on to our dreams, then we'll see it's not hard to achieve. It's not an easy way out, easy way out, fighting to be free. Not an easy way out, easy way out, trapped in society. Not an easy way out, easy way out, fighting to be free. Not an easy way out, easy way out, trapped in society. Although they make it hard for me, giant controls our destiny. They say what they teach us is all we know, but reason is too much for a fool. Cause we got the knowledge of where we can mold them. Giants in control, is in control. And if we hold on to our dream, then we'll see it's not hard to achieve. It's not an easy way out, easy way out, fighting to be free. It's not an easy way out, easy way out, trapped in society. It's not an easy way out, easy way out, fighting to be free. It's not an easy way out, easy way out, trapped in society. I know, signs of the times, yes it shows, see destruction as it grows, when will it end, only Jaja knows, and so much injustice, we gotta fight that, good or evil must prevail.
This is a stepping out show with your host, Ras Wariko, on Blog Talk Radio. Our new time, 7 to 9 on a Thursday prime time. And this is the Nation's Radio. And tonight we have a very interesting program for you, considering all things we're building up some momentum right now, and we got to go to our script regularly because things are constantly changing. So give thanks to the producer, Dr. Winburn, and my other colleagues who are giving me such strong support. Yeah, we're getting it together. And tonight we got some new music for you. Last week we played Morgan's Heritage, the entire program. It was appropriate because then we pulling attraction to Shashamani, Ethiopia. So, we get together on the radio. We have other mediums. We have Zoom programs. We represent the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. And Neon Radio is a people's radio. So tonight I'll be coming from a historical point of view in terms of the music, give you a scope of how it actually began in the 40s, the late 40s. I was born in 1945. And by the 51, 52, you had a big band by the name of, the leader was Eric Deans. I actually got to know his family quite well. We were living on the same road, just 3 doors apart. And then you had this world-famous trombonist, Don Drummond, who went to the Alpha Boys School in Jamaica, Catholic school, to help the poor black people. And it was a male-only school, and they specialize in having a very band, appropriately learning, music, to read music and play big band sound. And they broke out into a dance hall that every weekend it was crowded with people. And so the trombonist, who was a musician himself and reader, he innovated and brought a new sound to the music business. Don Drummond, he was eventually got into some terrible scrape with his woman. He stabbed her, she died, and he ended up in the mental hospital. So we're going to be bringing those type of music to you eventually. But right now, we
make it.
Yes, Blog Talk Radio, Kasparico, Stepping Out program. You know, music is such a powerful instrument and of communication, and it all depends on who's playing the music, or who's talking about it, or who's writing about it. I can give you an example of, this is a Jewish man from California. He's writing about reggae music. He just came to Jamaica and spent a few weeks, and he went amongst the roughest, coarsest part, most rustic part of Jamaica, and this is what he came up with. Clearly then, reggae is subversive and dangerous, and perhaps ought to be forbidden. Reggae is outlaw music, primitive and tribal. Reggae is hypnotic, trance music, zero-degree music, a cultural shock wave emanating from the Caribbean, just 90 miles south of Cuba. And as a matter of fact, reggae music is forbidden to a certain extent in its homeland, Jamaica. Some of the more militant and aggressive singles like Ja Kingdom, Go to Waste, and Max Romeo's succinct War in a Babylon have been banned from the air as the worried Jamaican government tries to keep an uneasy truce between warring political factions by keeping inflammatory reggae off the radio. Reggae is ghetto music, sound of the slums, and only gets ghetto air time in Jamaica, usually between midnight and dawn, when most Jamaicans are sleeping. By day, the island's two stations blast out glossy American disco records that go down like Publum or Formula Food. So that is this stranger coming to Jamaica, have some cash, interview who he feels to interview, and that's what he comes up with. Well, let me tell you differently. Reggae music was created by people who were seeking a redemption, to be redeemed from this callous, hard, trodden road they were given to walk on. And it is really a truth to say that it was deliberately planted that the first movie that came out of Jamaica, The Harder They Come, had Jimmy Cliff with two guns in his hand on the posters. And it was a story of a man who was almost totally deranged. So, you know, the tourism product that was, envisaged by the government was affected by the ghetto music. The word ghetto is a word come from the Israeli people. That's where that come from. And the place Tivoli in Jamaica, that has one of the worst reputation, also comes from that land. So you see, we are living in a, they call it nowadays, cancel culture. It's a formula. Yes, it's a social and economic formula. It is as scientific as science can be. And we're going to continue with playing soft music, but hard words, because we have to wake up our people as to what is going on. On my program, I don't delve on the pandemic very much. What I do is I read from accurate facts that is published and leave my listeners to decide for themselves what they're doing. So here we go again, exploring the musical culture, and we're going to prove on this program that it's a lie. All that was read a while ago is a lie. Of course, there are violent songs. Yes, it's a free world. There are people who depend on reggae music for their living, and they try to play music that will definitely attract money and promoters and stuff like that.
I will stand up and fight for our rights. to be free. It's not an easy way out, easy way out. Trapped in society, it's a troubled world. Yes, I know the signs of the times. Yes, it shows the corruption as it grows. When will it end? Only Jah Jah knows. And so much injustice, we gotta fight it. And if we hold on to our dream, then we'll see it's not hard to achieve. It's not an easy way out, easy way out, fighting to be free. It's not an easy way out, easy way out, trapped in society.
Commend the black people who have pulled themselves together and is making a difference, creating change for the better. But, you know, in terms of lyrics, quality, singing, we have some of the best in the world. Listen to these words. When I fall in love, it will be forever. Only me and you in this whole wide world. When I fall in love, it will be forever. And I'll never, ever fall in love again. And if we should ever meet, it will be a pleasure. And I don't want Jah to take my blessings away. So I won't do you no wrong. I mean, really, is this the violent music that tell us about? So tonight I'm going to... Since my return, I have not played a variety of music. I have been emphasizing the Shashamani album that was done by Morgan's Heritage 23 years ago. But I'm going to let you hear something different now.
The Ten Commandments of Man, given to all man, through the inspiration
of Prince Buster.
Prince Buster.
He also departed from
Up, you lick him, song him, bong his right back. What a odd man for dada. You kick him up, you lick him, song him, bong his right back. What a odd man for dada. Then says, the cat's got a 9 lives, but this man got 99 lives. Cause them pick him up, them lick him, dung him, bongs right back. What a odd man for dead. Them wild, one pot of chocolate tea, and all the fried fish they caught in the sea. They also
every day for all the tears you cry and every
Earlier, you know, it's three books him writing, you know, sell millions, you know, translated into Japanese and thing, and they hide these books from Jamaican readers because then Jamaican people would rebel against things like this. Listen to this, continuing America. And I'm going to switch to the American parallel too, because then changes was taking place in America here too. As a matter of fact, Erykah Badu, I'm going to play her first before I talk about her. Here changes to the music now.
Sometimes in life you have to make a change, you know. A change for the better. A change for a better future.
I mean, man.
You can't.
You are now.
The man gone. You don't know, you don't know. So all the single man is out there, yeah. No respect and honor.
I remember.
This is a black angel, man.
Stormy night.
He brought
you
a
know
new
we
song.
Can't wear the lightning strikes. And I was hanging out with some of my artsies. Ooh, you. The night was long. The night went on. People cooling out to the break of dawn. Incense was burning, so I'm feeling right. Hi. See, I picked my friends like I picked the fruit. Again, he told me that when I was only here. Don't walk around trying to be what I'm not. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. Work and please the egos, I can't please you. And that's why I do what I do. My soul flash me like a willow tree. I'm planting seeds, so I reached what I sow.
And springs over distant lands and seas, amongst the girls who love what they need, beautiful princess, someone to keep, and know that wise men come from the east. Love is a thousand blessings. When they drop down, what they gonna say? And girls need love, give them it right away. When they drop down, Her naked body I'm longing to see. I know my girl just wanna be squeezed. Here my baby, I'm right in the reach. But you don't know, listen up, I teach. I'm the king, I'm the first around. From a precious love, she lurks around. When I'm a down, she doesn't mean no point and I'm the third around. In my love, she drowned. She feeling sexy about herself. I'm feeling only, I'll work her well. Private and personal, we dwell. Give your love, see that you go well. Get physical, without your love I'm so critical. Clean and perfect, it's theoretical. From in the beginning we're so biblical. We never separate, we never go away. Whenever time you need me, baby, I'll be there. We never separate, we never go away. Whenever time you need me, baby, I'll be there. When they come, what they gonna say? The sunshine floats in the breeze. Over the mountains, over the trees. River, Nile, and fountain streams. Over distant land and seas. Amongst the girls, the love what they need. Beautiful princess, someone to keep. They know that white man come from the east. Love is a total blessing, y'all. Yeah. Girl, what you gonna say? I know you need my love. Right away,
that's the vision.
What you gonna say?
This is the dance art that them fight nuggets.
That live artist Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Is Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie.
Don't forget we have the good items. Good idol food on sale, yeah, I see.
Outstanding sound. Yeah, man, this is what I'm afraid of, man.
I'm going to start the show, see? I know so the artists, them, they are live and direct, see? But see, right now, it gives me great honor to announce to the item, Bridget, seeing that youth here go far in the business. I know so I want to give them a warm welcome. You like...
So you see them talk some words. You hear what I'm saying? This music ought to be forbidden, you know? And later on, you will say no. But somehow the progress of reggae and Jamaican music is incredible, unprecedented, totally unpredicted, except in Jamaica, where for years they have been saying that their music would take over the world. If you said 10 years ago that one of the dominant international musical forces of the 70s would be Kingstonian ghetto music, you would have been called an idiot, yet reggae made it, is making it, and it's too late to stop now. So there was some idea that this music should be stopped. Everything that black people try to excel in, the other source has wanted to stop it. That's the point I'm trying to make. You know? So as we go along, I'm going to give you an next piece of song. Variety with even.
As we get along with Shmoor, take off.
Hold on to what you got. Hold on to what you got.
Christian. Man, I say respect each and every time.
Yeah, man, so it goes. It goes on and on. The story goes on and on. They say that the migrants that traveled to England, they carried reggae music with them. The cane farmers and the apple pickers and the cotton pickers in America, when they get their money, they ride into town and they buy the rhythm and blues and take it to Jamaica. And the Jamaican singers listen to them and carve out for themselves a place in the sun, meaning an industry of their own. And there's a lot of people who make a lot of money out of this. But the Bedouins were not really motivated by money. It was their only means of expression, because they were not invited into the forums or the faculties of intellects and educators and so on. We were just given the raw life to live. So, you know, that's why people like Sizzler, who is from Pepin, who comes from the Bedouin tradition, he took upon himself the job to study sociology, to study Hebrew, to learn how to lead, to carry on the work of Marcus Garvey and Haile Selassie, all the heroes and the leaders that were teaching black people a new way of life. So, you know, music is a language for us.
Legalize it. Selassie, I know that.
Don't criticize it.
Aha! Okay.
Legalize it, yeah.
Great piece of thought.
And I will advertise it. Some call it
to Josh with the idea.
Judges, smoking, even lawyers.
So you got to legalize it. Hey, Simon Bobo Bridge, years without tears, enough manners and respect. The idea.
Yeah, you see how it go now? You find so that is a dance hall, you know. calm and collective it sounds. That sounds totally like this is something should be banned. Okay, here an incorrect, inaccurate information. The only reggae club in Jamaica, the one place on the whole island that books the top reggae musicians, is owned and operated by young Americans. The name of the club is Roots, and this is in the basement of the Sheila Bay Hotel outside of Hortarius on the North Coast. He never go Kingston yet. He would have been crazy if he knew how much dancehall and club in a Kingston. A Dasta club, a Buana club, importing rumba dancers from Cuba every weekend and all them things. And them don't know nothing, they just want to make some money and them interview people in a hotel and whoever writes a big story. A few days after our arrival in Kingston, an advertisement appeared in the Daily Green announcing that one of the best reggae groups in the world, Burning Spear, would play that weekend. That is the weekend when they come into the island, you know. I met them. I'm going to read a little more for the item. Kingston is like any big town. On the weekends, those who can get away head for the mountains or the beach, usually somewhere where they can smoke. You see how them just mix up this thing? The lush North Coast and the roads reach treacherous and steep, even when empty or full on a Saturday morning. Overloaded cane trucks belch up the mountain roads at a snail's crawl, spewing inky black soot into the lungs of the hapless drivers behind. The only way to survive is roll up the windows and pass on a hairpin turn with a Mercedes blasting its horns listlessly. So these people are just experimenting with their lyrical skills, their intelligence and their ability to carve out phrases and words to attract sales. But the truth of the matter is not being dealt with at all. No, it's just this is where our head is, Africa. No pretense about it. Anyway, here what I'm about to say now, both me and my brethren now. This brethren, who I'm talking about, who would them find that I was chatting with? He had the second biggest mercantile business in Kingston. We had 17 machines working at that time. This is in the 70s. So I'm saying Clarence and Alric were two dreadlocks who said they were on their way to Negril, but they might be going back to Kingston too. The comment, Rastafarians don't believe in time, death, processed food, or the demise of H. Selassie, so it's sometimes hard to get specifics from them. This is the book I read, you know. they were temporarily squatting. No, we on the way to Negril. Temporarily squatting in a beer liquor room, the hotel's management courteously made available to visiting musicians and Rastafarian brethren, and were nourishing themselves on a dusty green hillock of ganja pollen. There was about a pound of these furry, tiny cannabis leaves known in Morocco as kif, wrapped in a dozen generations of old newsprint and Manila hemp paper. Clarence was wrapped in an orange cape decorated with rampant lions and kept dipping his bamboo pipe into the kiss. He had been fasting and meditating for days on the road and was feeling very exalted. No, nothing like that. We had just taken a vehicle from Kingston to Otterias. That's 60 miles. In the high sea, this little island we want 44 miles. What we doing on the road, how much days and exhausted and all that sort of thing. So may I tell you, so make we just go and play some music for the people, eh, man, and relax the vibration. Yes, Mr. Peter. I hear you, sir. I hear you, Peter. You know, Peter was shot down mercilessly by somebody who him know. Somebody who him grew up knowing him. Mercilessly shot down. Can you imagine that? Yeah. And the drummer for the band, same thing happened to him. Mercilessly shot down, Carly Barrett. So that is the violence that I'm bringing into this, and blame it on the music.
Manners and respect each and every time.
Come on. We're Jacob Miller, you know? On, you know, I want to talk tonight a little about this great institution, this great organization, this great government that is Majesty Leave, I and I, to take care of black people. It's called Ethiopian Welfare Federation Incorporated, and the headquarters is in New York. Yes, and it is absolutely at work, I can tell you. It was dormant for a while, but right now, things happening, I mean, we're networking right across the world. And so there's hope. There's hope. We don't be scared. Don't be carried away by the pandemic. Just read the Bible and pray. Yeah, man. And God will show you the way. Yeah, man. There's no hopelessness in I and I. All right? We have the spoken word. You hear that? We create that. See? We create this too. Yeah, man. Jacob Miller died in a car accident, but he had the potential to be a superstar. And he was very, very, a youth who really love, have show a lot of love for people and things. And, you know, these youths die so young, man. Peter, Bob, all of them. You know who them saying about, you know? Baltimore in North America, you know? Listen good. Reggae music. Sweetest music in the world, man.
Just a few more before we start the show, see?
So the same man who is writing and making the money out of the money of the music is the same people who mashing it down, you know. Listen to this now. Desmond Dekker had a group named Desmond Dekker and the Aces. Toots had a group named Toots and the Metals. Right? Bob Marley and the Wailers, right? All these groups, Burning Spear, had two singers, right? All of them advise these lead singers. So you don't need the man the offender, punkyard, the man that just hang on. We want you to become a superstar, but you can't carry the crowd with you. And so they mash down the group, them, you know, one by one, and show favoritism to one. The Wiley Lynch thing, you know, divide and spoil, right? But we're above all them things, you know, so I'm not remorse, I'm preach, you know. And show the one them say, we have the ability, we have the skill, we have the resource, and we have the numbers.
Most high God. Rastafari, ever living eyes, Selassie on the first. But they can say all the things they want, they could never stop us from praising God. They can try and feel they can, see that the Creator, Selassie is greater. They can go on and say what they want, they could never stop us from praising God.
Yeah. word we break. Oh, be strong on the road you take, because the great one never forsake. I say, hold on, we're gonna make it. All those bad thoughts, we got to shake it. Bless and comfort, you surely take it. I know it's us till we face it, go. For things will be better, I pray. So we gonna make it someday. From the extraordinary day. Oh, we gotta get up, you know what life worth. I'm having a choice, will I remember? Those little girls and boys, young and tender, boy, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, my listener. Listeners, right across the globe, this is Raswariku and Stepping Out Show. You know, we're running into some long-time things because in the West, with the suppression that takes place, you know, where people can twist things and turn things. Remember, I was reading something earlier about myself. Here in the other version of me, said when I matter about, you know, me and Fredlock. Fredlock's my brethren. Listen to this. Almost 50 years after some forgotten jazz musician recorded the first version of a song called Black Star Line in New York, a new song about Marcus Garvey's prophetic enterprise was shaking up the reggae scene in Jamaica. The singer called himself Fredlock. Listen to this now, you know. His voice was an off-key yap. It was frightening. His song Black Star Liners envisioned the fulfillment of Garvey's prophecy that 7 miles of Black Star steamships would sail into the Kingston Harbor. Well, guess what? At 7 miles, a ship right now jam up in down California and elsewhere in America right now. You know. So, them said ship, they might have a picture of the container them and come from it. Anyway, them was not in Kingston Harbor at the time, right? But Spreadlocks intercepted them things there and sing about it, that someday something would come to the rescue of 144,000 chosen to escape from Babylon. See? I can see them coming. I can see the items running. I can hear the elders saying, these are the days for which we have been praying. 7 miles of Black Star Liners coming in the harbor. You could hear that Fredlock's voice was awful and weird. You listen to that, you know, Fredlock, you know. But it had an unnerving power. The song operated on so many levels of fantasy and reality that it both affirmed the Rasta belief in redemption. So the same people would them say, no, earlier it's pure violence and crime. They must talk about our belief in redemption and accentuated its ultimate futility. In the end, for the Rasta, suffering will prove enough. Suffering is his religion. You hear that? But how to find Fredlock? Couldn't find Fredlock. He recorded a single with the young session leader, Augustus Pablo, but Pablo was out of town. One day we ran into Alaric. That is me, you know. One of the Keith dreads from Sheila Bay. Me no come from Sheila Bay, you know. That the night when he booked me, was the first time I ever go to Sheila Bay. Anybody didn't notice some of my names, though. Anyway, Alaric was lounging in the shade of a tree in the yard of Micron. Like, you know, a record distributor and musicians hang out on Retirement Road. Alaric gave us directions to his house in Harbor View and said that Fred would meet us there on Saturday. That day we arrived an hour late in hope of being on time. No one answered the bell of the trim little chat house. So we drove a few more miles along the Palisades coast to Port Royal. For the latter half of the 17th century, Port Royal was the pirate capital of the Caribbean. Henry Morgan based, you know, from outport that, you know, and eventually become a governor of Jamaica after he was a pirate, you know. The Freeport, where pirates and privateers sold captured Spanish and Portuguese booty to the British, working through the Sephardic men who, in their flight from the Spanish Inquisition, had settled Jamaica before any other European colonists. That is the Spanish that occupy, you know. Captain Henry Morgan and the Virgin of the Coast ruled Port Royal as the capital of a far-flung anarchist society that maintained most of the Caribbean under the black flag until 1692, when a massive earthquake dropped the whole town 30 feet below sea. Yeah, man, below sea level, man, and drowned most of the inhabitants of the old Port Royal. Only its fortress and a few half-submerged buildings remain. But just like the old days, everyone in the surviving little village of Port Royal seems to be drunk on their feet. Back in Harbourview, we pull up to the house again, and a tall red dreadlock beckons and walks over. He gets into the car. "I'm Fred," he says with a big smile. He's wearing a yellow cap and has blue eyes. He directs us to drive fast through the quiet streets until we reach another house. The neighborhood looks like a Los Angeles development, circa 1955, strictly Babylon. Shoes off at the doorsteps, in the darkened living room, the World Book Encyclopedia, and a sterile blaring calypso. Alaric is in the kitchen, presiding over an ital lunch. This is from the 70s we are talking about, you know. Pots and pans of rice and greens whistle. Yeah. And the first shoot him attack now. Yeah, whistle and hiss on the stove. The pungent aroma of pickled pepper sauce. In the box, Clarence is hanging up his laundry. Fredlax walks into the yard and takes off his cap. As the wool tam comes off, Fred's pent-up locks start cascading over his shoulders like a lava flow, and the effect is startling and faintly erotic. It's called flashing locks, and it's a popular dread pastime. You hear them kind of talk, eh? That is a popular dread pastime. Him just come here 2 weeks, and he must talk them type of things.
$1,000 advance for an English pressing. Fred doesn't know how well the song did in England, but in order for him to have gotten any royalties at all, the song must have sold 10,000 copies to repay his advance at 10 cents a copy sold. And Fred has been getting some royalties, enough to put him in a little place in Harbourview. That's not going to say no. Fred's mother and father live in Harbourview. And it's that house Fred left, and me left my house and I'm going to live on the beach. When him come see me in this house, fancy house, his bedroom is fed by the photograph in the magazine with me, Clarence, the tailor, I want to tell you, say, the second biggest tailor in the establishment in the Kingston that any black man owned. And that said house them come find me. But them don't know the facts, so them make up something. Fred Locks is thinking about moving to the States and asks if his Rasta life would prevent him from coming. He says his father threw him out of the house. No, you hear that now. Him just say, Fred Locks, have a little, use a little money and get a little place in Harbor View, you know. And when I say the father, him father threw him out of the house. Right? In 1970, because of his locks, I could already have my permanent visa in the States, but for my dreadlocks life, all my aunties are in the Bronx and Brooklyn. My grandfather is in Harlem. That means too much for me to leave. He sighs and snaps his braids out of his face. About the States, I don't know what to think, except my aim is to go up there and do enough work to come back and live down here. Fred mentions his new single, an apocalyptic ditty called The Last Days. These are the days, you know, the last days, that you can read about in the Bible, in the books of the apostles. Then Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John told us of wars and rumors of wars, children having children, pestilence and famine. That song. Anyway, I'm saying, the last days with boats of rumors of war and children having children. We ask how the record is doing, and Fred says, it's okay, but I'm not really trusting my producer. Sometimes I have a feeling him cheating me. Anyway, we're going to go on with some more music, because in tonight, that's the tone we're setting. Because you don't know.
You'll understand the kinds of people that are living on this earth by bird's land. Present is all they're after, and this has given me laughter. What's the use of being praised when it's praised without any raise? I've said it, but you're a blockhead.
California right now. Have a look at Dennis Brown sound like, but oh great, Teddy Selassie, that outstanding sound.
And what it takes to make a solution. fighting against the pressure. Ooh yeah, we're battling down the pressure. Boy, oh, Shabbat, Shabbat, Papa. Boy, Shabbat, Shabbat, Papa. Are you ready to stand up and fight for right revolution? Are you ready to stand up and fight freedom just like soldiers? Many are called to our chosen. Many are called to our chosen. Oh yeah, I oh, oh, oh. Oh yeah.
Yeah, man. So, you know, we have a nice video with Rasmin Lake, Teddy, and the whole way up in the Bronx, you know. One man in a fire starting in his backyard, you know. And we run out of the house, and you know what happened? The whole block burned out right there, and our house not touched. Serious thing, the entire block, laundry, daily, everything. Asking nobody up for white paint. And for our house not touched. So life was some time. Sometimes you have an easy way out, and sometimes you have a hard way out. But in which way go, you have to find a way out, right? That's about that.
Don't worry. Oh no, oh no, no.
Don't worry.
No, no, no. Hey, don't worry, don't worry. Oh no. About the things, don't worry, oh no. About the things, don't worry, oh no. About the things, don't worry, oh no. Things gonna be alright. I know that the time is rough and tough, you can't give up. You got to hold on, you got to stand strong. Remember behind the dark cloud is a silver lining. I want you to know I and I are Jaja full swing. The same things Jah do for me, He will do for you. Oh, Jah is not ungrateful, He'll be right there. Don't worry, oh no, about the things. Don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Don't worry, oh no, about the things. Don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Some coming with raping, robbing and shooting. Things got to rearrange. All they are doing is bare backbiting. Things got to be changed. Babylon don't want us to live upright. They always putting up a fight. I know things got to change. I know things got to rearrange. The same things Jah do for me, He will do for you. If not ungrateful, He'll be right there in your knees. Don't worry, oh no, about the things. Don't worry, oh yeah,
there to stand up. I know there is frustration sometimes in your life. You get to stand up, my friend. You got to stand up strong. The same things that do for me, he will do for you. Jah is not ungrateful. He'll be right there in your need. Don't worry, don't worry. Oh no, about the thing.
That's Wari Cook and Stepping Out Show and Black Talk Radio. You know, I forget to advertise the bedroom them. Ujama, 406 Utica Avenue is organic health foods alternative medicine headquarters in Brooklyn. Yes, it's phone number 771-8478. Code is 718. So it's 718-771-8478. And I'm off of Hill of Brother Marlon, Sister Karen, and Virgin Steve and the rest of the crew. Twinnie and the rest, you know. Sister India make some serious party and food with Rasta youth, you know. Serious, serious kind of food. And I notice them have a session every now and then. So it's between now and 8:30, I'm going really have to go and advertise some other virgin. You have organic club up the road, you know. Because in Ujama is really, where them addresses again? Oh my. I don't want to get the wrong address, you know. But anyway, 406, man. 406 Utica Avenue. Well, the other one on Utica Avenue is Organic Love. Yeah, man, them have some serious food inside there. Organic, said we. You know, it's not health food product. It's not alternative medicine product themselves. Direct food and juice, best green juice and smoothie and everything there. Your phone number is 718-774-7720. Them do delivery too. Just contact the Uber service and everything is fine. You can order and them just have it ready to wait, you know. So them have them juice bar where you can just get things right. And as I tell them in the past, we have a serious business component, you know, but we don't really say bring it public yet. But keep this in mind, EDGE, E-D-G-E, it is a community empowerment group, see? Yeah, man, economic empowerment, you know, economic development, growth, right? So we advertise them, but just barely because we're in the organizing state right now. But I can tell you, say, is a not-for-profit, and it is dealing with the financial sector. So you'll hear much more about it. It is in the Eastern Parkway area, right? So the Stepping Out Show really have a link with the communities, you know. Harlem community, Bronx community, Brooklyn community, Queens, Staten Island. I've advertised for Bedouin Big Festival in Ghana next year. It could be May, but the date can change according to, you know, circumstances. But right now, production is at work. Preparation is made. Yeah, man, and we're going soon have a public relations part of a promotion where ones and ones can participate. Probably book a concession and fly down and carry things to sell or whatever, because they have a trading aspect of it. Cultural exchange, talent hunt, all them kind of things. So, watch out for it, you know. When I yell up a bridge in them, you know, Brother Mitch and, yeah,
Mikey Dunn and BC and Sister Joan and Sister Adam and Aswad and yeah, Ijawad, you know. Irone, can't afford Ras Irone. Yeah, man, and Kaya and Tebow and yeah, the whole crew. See? Yellow local one, Al Smith and the crew and Yellow 26 Ian Brown and Ras Natural and the crew. Yellow brother Ron Robinson. We have a program to put on the Neon Radio. Yeah, man, and Yellow sister Sadie. So today I'm nice boy. I said, give me a lunch to the man. I never wanted done, but I couldn't stop. Yeah. So right now, I'm going to change the mood, yeah. I'm going to give you something that is kind of different. Right? Listen to this good. This one.
The Ten Commandments of Man, given to a man through the inspiration of I, Prince Buster. One, thou shalt have no other man but me. Two, thou shalt not encourage no man to make love to you, neither kiss nor caress you, for I am your man, a very jealous man, and is ready to lay low any other man that may intrude in our love. 3. Remember to kiss and caress me, honor and obey me in my every woman fancy.
Too much confusion, Prince Buster. Too much confusion. In the beginning, early days in the book.
The Ten Commandments of Man, yes, given to a man through the inspiration of I.
Now for the funny.
You pick him up, you lick him, dung him, bong him, yes. Right back. What a odd man for dead. Pick him up, you lick him, dung him, bong him, right back. What a odd man for dead. Please listen to me distinctively, and then you'll understand.
Only a woman flows her tears up in the rain. such a position. Mama, you must be a magician, yeah.
Only a woman knows the real meaning of pain.
Only a woman knows.
Don't bring your way your mama's pain.
Don't bring your mama's pain.
When you come home, you never see nobody, none of that day when you were grown. You meant to sleep last night, you're hungry without a bite. Remember mommy that day with the food before daylight. So don't you be ungrateful, no, you can't find your way. Big up your mother, give her a link every day. For all the tears she cry, and every prayer she pray. Makes you know you appreciate. Cause only a woman knows the real meaning of pain. She dropped out of school, can't barely read. Nobody around to help her with her needs. Still, she never give up, never quit the fight, yeah. Just like tears, morning, noon, and night, yeah. How do you raise the kids in such a position? Mama, you must be a magician, yeah. Only a woman knows.
Yeah man, DJ and Balwell for the rest. And, but you know, so we're in the American state, so we operate on a level where we are centralized the people and educate them about going home. Much preparation has to make. It can take anything between 5 and 10 years to accomplish this, but you have to start somewhere. The preamble says, we the black peoples of the world, in order to effect unity, solidarity, liberty, freedom and self-determination, to secure justice and maintain the integrity of Ethiopia, which is our divine heritage, do hereby establish and ordain this constitution for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. Yes, this is your host, Ras Wariko, and the Stepping Out Show. And I want to tell you this organization is global in scope. See, they have meetings at least twice a month. And it has its annual convention. The election of international officers take place at the convention. And the election shall be by ballot. All locals shall hold the election during the first 2 weeks in December. So don't make December pass and don't find a local, you know. And I'm going to start giving out a calling number soon. And I'm going to start giving some addresses and some concrete information right now. But just to build up the interest and educate one as to what is going on. See? Yeah, man. We have officers then, which is president, vice president, first vice president, second vice president, treasurer. You know, we have international organizer, you have chaplain, you know, you have treasurer, you have same level there, right? 501c4 we used to operate as, and we're moving towards the international governmental body right now, right? So keep a close link with this program here, the Neon Nation program, Black Talk Radio, see? And pass the word around too, let's pass it on, you know? Yeah. Them say, it's locals we use, you know. International body is the one that steer the ship, but the ship have enough levels, enough decks. And you find that we have a strong presence in Jamaica, strong presence in England, America. We have presence in France, Canada. We have a presence in Martinique, St. Croix. Places, you know, and of course the big one, Shashamani just start a local last year after. No, them Addis Ababa have a local. But Shashamani never have no local, strangely enough. At least it wasn't recognized. It wasn't getting any kind of leverage from making a progress. And we see changes take place. The government start issuing permit now for one down one to become resident. And we find that our illustrious sister Jasmine Rowe become an ambassador now, and she speaking the truth every time now. So people begin to gain confidence and things, you know. So the thing I go on, I tell you, I don't know, like a Dalio's thing, a real, real thing I go on. See? So right now, we want to play an instrumental for the island. Yeah, just change the mood. This is really Erica Badu's music, but just take it easy and sing, because just change the tone. Music have a wide variety and no scope, you know.
Like a willow tree. really don't wanna be down with me.
You just don't wanna be down.
Over here, I want y'all to sing. On my, my mind. Come on.
On my, my mind.
On this side, y'all. On my, my mind.
Yeah, check it out. I got a little composition here for you. Into the sunshine, floating the breeze. Over the mountain, over the trees. The river Nile, the fountain springs. Over distant lands and seas. Amongst the girls who love what they need. Beautiful princess, someone to keep. And know that wise men come from the east. Love is a thousand blessings. When they drop down. What they gonna say? And girls need love. Give them it right away. When they drop down. What they gonna say? Her naked body I'm longing to see. I know my girl just wanna be squeezed. Here my baby, I'm right in the reach. But they don't know, listen up, I teach. I'm the king, I'm the first around. From a precious love, she lurks around. When I'm a down, said I'm gonna point and I'm gonna skirt around. In my love, she drowned. She feeling sexy about herself. I'm feeling horny, I'll work her well. Private and personal, we dwell. Give your love, see that you go well. What they gonna say? Get physical. Without your love, I'm so critical. Clean and perfect, it's heretical. From in the beginning, we're so biblical. We never separate, we never go away. Whenever time you need me, baby, I'll be there. We never separate, we never go away. Whenever time you need me, baby, I'll be there. When they come, what they gonna say? Sunshine floats in the breeze. Over the mountains, over the trees. River, Nile, and fountain streams. Over distant land and seas. Amongst the girls who love what they need. Beautiful princess, someone to keep. They know that white man come from the east. Love is a total blessing, y'all. When they just go. Girl, what they gonna say? To see, know my girl just wanna be squeezed. Here my baby, I'm right in her reach. What you don't know, listen up, I teach. I'm the king, I'm the first around. From a precious love, she lurks around. When I'm around, she does me in the front and I don't skirt around. In my love, she drowns. She's feeling sexy about herself. I'm feeling horny, I'll work her well. Private person, all we dwell. Give your love, see things go well. What they gonna say?
Man, that's Clifford Muhammad Jafin, the man who controlled the AIDS. Yes, and furthermore, and I have a song to grind on to, you know, because the rest of the time we just go play music. We variety show them soon start, but right now it's just feel it out and soon start market and send around the, send the traffic towards the black radio, you know. Eventually a podcast and things. We have plans in place to move towards the blessing. Mentally, stepping out the door, you know. Yes. So we touch them more time, you know. But yeah, we touch them again. We touch them again. But I don't want you this time. You want your outstanding song again? All right, outstanding song. Look, we have it. Outstanding song. Yeah, man, Jacob, that, you know, them tears, man, I kick you out. But right now, we're going for to the spoken word.
As we get along with Shmore, dig on.
Hold on to what you got. Hold on to what you got. Hold on to what you got.
The speed of techno the boat and outstanding sound. I tell you that. You want to hear more outstanding? Listen again. Outstanding sound. Outstanding sound.
The last thing I know that.
Don't criticize it.
Aha! Okay.
Come in again, outstanding. Let them see it.
Just one more before we start the show. The IC. One more.
IC. Go ahead.
Yeah. Final one before showtime.
Yeah, man. Show soon done now, you know? Radio show, stepping out, Babylon, going to Mount Zion. Come out of Babylon here, you know? Stepping out of the pen then. But the pen we are using is the one we use behind and right. Yeah. And wrong can overcome right, never, ever. So I don't know where I'm going to go with them police, go with them pandemic. Move. But I'm clear. The last thing I'm going to read today, then, for the night, you know. I'm going to read the speech by Henry Kissinger, man. I'm going to make sense, I'm going to hide it. I'm going to have it here. I'm gonna add no word, not take no word. I give it to you when I'm talking. Black Uru.
King Selassie, I mean, it's a Selassie. I am me. I see. Yeah. Final one before show. Emperor Island Selassie, I the first. I'm gonna take back the top, you see? Understand more? Final tune, then live artist.
Imperial royal majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Is Imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie.
Don't forget we have the good items.
Look how long, look how long.
Good item food on sale, yeah, I see. Yeah.
We are suffered and failed the day. Iraq the king. Jehovah Rasta for us.
Come again.
Jacob Brown.
So long. So long, so long. I'm gonna get my shit.
Yeah, we are juggling good too, you know. Yeah, man.
This coming from the Channel One label. I said Sugar was alive, and I said, say you can have the whole world, but give me Jaja, but give me Jaja. Say you can have the whole world,
but give me Jaja. Outstanding.
But give me Jaja, and you can have the silver and
sweeter and sweeter than the honey and the honeycomb. You know what I mean? Touch them again.
This coming from the Channel One label. I said Sugar was alive and I said, say you can have the grace.
Oh, what a rub. Oh, what a tough. Oh, what a roll. Oh, oh. Rough old life. Babylon about to mash up my 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 life. Away. We live in a rough old life. Life.
Yeah, man. Went down to feel up time. Every Thursday night from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. We're stepping out the show with Ross Warwick, Black Talk Radio. Right? I'm going to start link up everyone now by email and messenger. So out we go with this chant, yeah.
Holy lift the last of the first, who's calling all of his children. Bring forth the manifestation of a divine word.
Both